Welcome to Lilydale Radio, featuring topics about spiritualism, mediumship, healing, spirituality, and the Lilydale Assembly, the world's largest center for the religion, philosophy, and science of spiritualism. This is Lilydale Radio.
Good morning, everybody. For those of you who are just tuning in, my name is Celeste Elliott, and I am your host every week here at 10 a.m. on Wake Up to Spirit. And I try to make this a bit like a spiritual morning show, so I've got all the news you can use from the Lilydale Assembly, and also... And I do have some exciting things to talk about coming up with that, so that'll be really good. And also, you know, I wanted to talk to you all today a little bit about kind of the concept of destiny. So I'll get back to that in just a second. But, you know, for those of you who tune in every week, thank you very much. I appreciate the comments. I appreciate the emails, the messages. You know, it helps me to know if there's something that you're interested in and interested in hearing about, you can always call in during the show. The call-in number is 818-739-8818. And I do share the show live to the Lilydale Assembly site. So if you want to catch me even in reruns, I'm right there. You know, so it's all good. And you don't see all the fancy footwork with the technology that goes on behind the scenes. I know a lot of people were disappointed last couple weeks here. I had 2 weeks where I had to take off for life stuff, helping to take care of people and getting some things in order here. And then last week, apparently Spirit thought that I wasn't ready to come back yet. There's a little bit of technical issues, and I would love to blame it on something planetary, but I don't know anything about astrology, or at least not enough to intelligently blame it on something. So sorry about that, but I am back, and we've got some really great stuff coming up here. I know next week you're going to want to tune in because I've got a really, really awesome guest coming in by the name of May Fox, the amazing May, as I end up calling her that, a little bit like a tease because she has a body-mind-soul healing center up a couple hours from Lilydale up in the Finger Lakes area, and it's called Amazing Body, Mind, and Soul, after her, after May. So you'll want to tune in for that because she's really cool. She's very interesting. She was a nurse, and she also does hypnotherapy and Reiki. And so we're going to talk to her about her spiritual journey, about her new book that's coming out. That's really exciting. I've never had anybody on to talk about their book before, so this is a brand new for me, but we're going to have a few more people on this year because, of course, when it comes to the end of June, when Lilydale season opens again, the summer season, the high season, then I go on hiatus because there is way too much going on. But we're going to talk about all kinds of really cool things that are coming up. And in the meanwhile, by the way, for those of you who were writing in and talking about that came out for our fall festival, we did a fall festival in October, and that was a lot of fun. We had vendors in the auditorium. We had a healing service. We had a message service. And it kind of got people a little introduction to Lilydale and what it is that we do here. Of course, we are a spiritualist camp, so for those of you who don't know what a spiritualist is, I almost guarantee you that your grandparents did. And the reason I say it that way is because up until, the 1900 census and also the 1920 census and in between, the most people under religion categorized themselves as a spiritualist. So it was a movement, a movement that started here in North America, in New York, in Hydesville, New York. That's modern spiritualism, started with the Fox sisters. And so that's how we sort of got a little bit a focus of importance on mediumship in spiritualism, which is very different than any other religion. You have Pentecostal tradition where people have an understanding of healing and speaking in tongues. Trance work, it was from early spiritualism, early modern spiritualism. Of course, it was practiced way before then. We have records of the Greeks and the Romans and all of that. And by the way, I see somebody typing in and saying that they want to go to Lilydale, but they're afraid of the language barrier. I will say that there are several mediums and people on the ground that are bilingual, that are fluent in French, that are highly conversational in Spanish. I believe we have one or two that also sign ASL. Don't let that hold you back is what I want to say. You might want to call and or email and check some things out ahead of time. If Polish is your background, boy, we've got people for you. We have people of different backgrounds here. And I think that's what makes this so special, is that we all come together and we have these commonalities. We believe in an intelligent creator. We believe in natural law. Golden rule, of course, is the biggest part of that. We're actually on the show going to be discussing natural law again, because there's so much to explore in depth with that. So we talk about it a little bit every time, but we're going to have a dedicated show coming up in December, so watch for that. So healing, I mentioned that healing is a part of our religion. We consider not just the laying on of hands, but prayer, absentee healing. We also believe in going to the doctor. We also believe in Western medicine. So it's not just about, that sort of healing. I'm watching some of the comments, and I will say, for people that want to come here and they don't want to get a private reading, we do message services that are open, healing services that are open. We have morning meditation every day. By the way, pretty soon, coming up here, we are going to be bringing a daily meditation program to Lilydale Radio, so get excited for that as well, because frankly, if there's one thing we need in this world, it's a little more peace and a little more understanding, right? You asked for it, and we're listening, I will keep you in tune with that. For those of you who were, by the way, talking about the kids' activities for Fall Fest, we didn't do anything. We did face painting. We did pumpkin painting. That was a big success. They could go out and count the Halloween items that were in our hedge labyrinth. Labyrinth, by the way, an awesome meditation tool. And if you haven't done that before, please feel free to come and check that out. We do not roll up the streets here. Just because there is no gate in the off-season doesn't mean that we don't have things going on. And, in fact, we are launching an off-season program coming up here where there's going to be two or three classes and special weekends in the off-season. Now is considered the off-season. Not so much in, you know, end of December, January, February, when it's really snowing, because we are in ski country. We are in southern tier of New York. We're about an hour south of Buffalo. But there are other, but in the other months, of course, our official season this year is starting June 21st. So that's when we have the gate and we have the three outdoor message services every day, the two healing services, the daily meditation. In the off season, we have Wednesday evening healing service in the healing temple. That everybody is welcome at that. It's free. It's open. There's a little bit, a very short inspirational talk or reading, 5 minutes or so. And then we focus on the healing and also the message work. So some really fantastic mediums work at that. So if you, you know, these sort of things like Fall Fest and like the Wednesday evening healing service are a wonderful way to kind of just kind of soak in the energy and see what's going on. So I will try to get to the questions, but if you want to call in and ask anything, you can absolutely do that. The number is 818-739-8818. So, you know, we had a good time here. I'll just say that. And we're going to be doing some very special things to kind of help people to feel a little more at peace. You know, I had mentioned the meditation program that's going to be starting. And I apologize if I stumble, by the way, because I haven't really dipped into my good friend coffee over here yet. the only kind of potion that a spiritualist brews. Magic beans and water. Bad joke, sorry. So I had inspiration in coming up with today's topic, which, by the way, is based on the kind of concept of everybody having their own path. And everybody, and people ask me about the concept of destiny all the time. And usually they use that terminology in such a way that it's like they're coming and they have this kind of sadness about themselves, because they'll say, oh my goodness, well, I guess it was just my destiny to live such a sad life, or it was just my destiny to be, you know, to have these terrible things happen. And I wanted to kind of touch on that and kind of see what we can do about reframing it a little bit, okay? Now, I personally am of the belief that when we come down onto this plane of existence, coming from spirit, where, you know, we have that eternal love, that unconditional love that is surrounding us, and our soul really knows who we are and where we're coming from, and that sort of energy, I think that we can use this opportunity to incarnate as people and kind of get to the point of, I don't want to call it school, per se, because that implies that there's lessons and there's the guy with the beard and the lightning finger and he's going to zap you if you do it wrong. It's more about who your soul needs in order to best express itself. And so I believe that when we come down here, we sort of know in the broad strokes what it is that we want to accomplish, who it is that we might want to interact with, that sort of thing. For any of you who have gone somewhere and it's just like, huh, you know, I had this day and it was like I just felt as though everything lined up exactly how it was supposed to, exactly how it needed to. And you know that we're not doing that totally on our own. You know that we have that love and that support from, you know, our people that we've loved and cared for that have gone into spirit before us. Gone home, as I like to say, and you know, we also have love and support from people that we choose as kind of guides, teachers, you know, ones that that are still engaging with us, as it were. And you know, they visit, and I know that Every culture has these kind of different beliefs and understandings. The way that I work and the way that I understand things when I talk to our spirit loved ones is to say, you know, they visit with us, and it doesn't mean that there's anything wrong if they're around us. They're around us because they're attracted into our energy, because they still love us. They want to visit with us. It's not that they will intercede per se and fix everything for us, make it super, super easy. And I think of that as sort of like the helicopter parent model of of spirit understanding. And that's not really how I understand creator energy, and it's not really how I understand angelic realm energy, and it's not really how I understand our loved ones. I feel as they come in, you know, it's like they are supporting us, and they're witnessing, and they're sending us healing like we're sending them healing. And if they can give us something that is a reminder to say that they still love us and that they're still looking forward to being around us and with us, then these are wonderful, positive things. And it helps us. It helps to kind of fortify us, doesn't it? You know, and it's not always going to be always the people that we're thinking or always, you know, or, you know, we have different players that we can rotate in also, okay? I know for a lot of people when they go for readings, they're kind of, they might have like a little bit of a checklist. And it's like, well, I definitely need to hear from this person, and this person. And at that point, Spirit may say, you know, it's like they're making the appointment to see you also. Okay, so they're coming in and communicating with the medium, and maybe the person that you want may not be stepping in as strongly because they don't have something as strongly to say, or they're not familiar with how to get the message through the medium. You know, that takes practice and understanding. It's like any new technology, because the medium, we're basically the telephone, and it's your voices that we're trying to connect. So, you know, that's, and by the way, for Ulyssa, I'm so sorry for your loss. That's really, it's very difficult. And, you know, I don't care who we are when we're grieving. It's, however you're grieving is the correct way to grieve, by the way. Okay. So, you know, don't let people, you know, tell you that you are doing it wrong because they did it such and such way. For some people, they may grieve, and it may be, you know, that they really deeply miss, that they have that aching miss for someone, and they need to talk about it. They need to talk about their loved one and their experience with that. And for some people, you know, they have that loved one, and you know, that part of our support system. And what they need to do is just kind of hold it out a little further from them for a while. And they can let that in a little bit at a time as they're kind of adjusting to their life and their routine without that. And I think that's a really important thing to remember, is that because we all process things differently, that there is no right way or wrong way with it. Okay? So just FYI. So if you go for a reading, or if you come and you experience public mediumship, something like that, and you're expecting Ernesto and Great Aunt Helena shows up instead, take it as a bonus that she cares so much about you that she worked really hard to make that connection and speak through the medium and send you love and acceptance and joy, and tell you about her experiences in spirit and how she's processing and who she's with and what's going on there, and how she sees you invested in your life, where she sees you putting your energy, and that she's paying attention to this, okay? And yes, I randomly picked those names out of the ethers, as an FYI. So I get a little carried away with my examples, but I think you get my point. So it's all good. So, you know, we have these people in our life, and we love them, and we appreciate them, and it's so good for us to be with them, you know, even if they were not the most positive influence. It's a learning opportunity, right? Sometimes we learn because people teach us what to do and they guide us that way. Sometimes people teach us by what not to do and they guide us that way. So, Jacqueline is writing in asking me about the summer program for next year. I don't know who signed their contracts yet. So I will keep you posted on that. And actually, I will keep you posted on the spring events before then and the fall events after that, too. So we're going to have a lot to chat about. But in the meanwhile, because I think the contracts actually haven't gone out yet and I don't want to jinx anything, we'll kind of we'll leave it at that. So, so I was talking to you a little bit about how the people in our lives play into that concept of our path or our destiny. And sometimes everything just clicks and it's like, you know, I had that person in front of me at that moment and they planted this seed and that was exactly what I needed to hear. Or I was a little bit late and I took train A instead of train B. And I like to think of that as I like to actually think of the whole concept of our path as choices that we're making, of an understanding that we're making. you know, sometimes we make these choices on a conscious level. You know, if you're late because you didn't have the motivation to get out of bed or you are stalling because there's some place you don't want to be or someone you don't want to talk to or that sort of thing, the only diagnosis I am qualified to make on such subjects is that you're human. And, you know, sometimes these things happen. And so that's going to shift things a little bit for us, isn't it? Sometimes it's going to delay our progress. Or sometimes we just have that gnawing feeling about I should not go to such and such place. You're making a soul decision, and your soul may be trying to say to you, you may be getting guidance from your higher self, from your guides, that it's like, you know, I'm not going to do so well with this. Yeah, I always laugh because when I was in college, I'm a little bit of an introvert myself, by the way. So I understand when people come to me and they say that they're introverted and it's, you know, so you have to take care of yourself. And, you know, I joke because in the winter when there's a lot of snow here and there's not a lot of people out on the street and it's like you're not feeling super social, but you kind of want to do something. And so I'll go and, like, take a book and read somewhere in a Starbucks, or I'll go to Wegmans grocery store. That's a big deal in Western New York, by the way. So if you're listening, if you're from Western New York, you know. If you're from New Jersey, you know. But for those of you who have no idea about Wegmans, it's an experience. it's kind of like Whole Foods, but very, very homey feeling, I have to say. So, anyway, sorry, that was totally off topic. But, you know, I'll go and I'll get a cup of coffee and I'll walk around and I'll do my grocery shopping and I'll check out the new products and I'll look at the, you know, they have this tremendous tea section and I'll stand there for 20 minutes looking around, you know, and I'll come home with my hot cider tea and my, you know, whatever. you know, I'll feel like I was around a lot of people. And it doesn't mean that I interacted with a ton of people, but I was around them, and for me that counts. So honor however your nervous system is designed with that, okay? you know, as long as we're following the golden rule, as long as we're making the choice while we're out to be good to people and to be kind to people. And I think sometimes anxiety overwhelms us, and we have to take a look at that, because everything, you know, natural law tells us that that which we resist persists. Well, what the heck does that mean, right? And it's this concept that, you know, if there's something that we need to work through for our own soul betterment, that the energy is going to keep getting put in front of us until we at least recognize what it is, what that means. So for people who have a tendency to have a very close-knit group, and, you know, if you are a very giving person, a very loving person, sometimes people will try to take advantage of that a little bit, you know, and you have to kind of go, oh, well, I guess I could take this as an understanding that it's okay for me to have better boundaries. So that's the lemonade of the situation. It's not exactly a lesson, but it's a soul determination and understanding, right? And so that's a little bit of a different energy. So, you know, that's something to kind of bear in mind. Our path is going to shift based on the decisions that we make, both on a head level and a heart-soul level every day. If you choose to lose your cool with customer service rep because you're having a bad day, and all of that just kind of keeps going down river, doesn't it? You know, because if we choose not to take that time to figure out what's going on within us and shift the energy, then we put more of that out there, right? And so that's energy that we're going to have to kind of look at some point. We can apologize to that person later in person or on a soul level, and it doesn't totally shift things, but you can make the conscious decision to be better and nicer and kinder after that, and that does shift the energy. I apologize if I'm going to sneeze, by the way. It is fall. You guys get me on air when I have all my seasonal allergies going on, so sorry about that. But anywho, so, you know, there is, so that kind of helps to explain a little bit what it means to have a path. Because as natural law also tells us that we are conscious co-creators of our reality. So if you think of life as, in some ways, a choose-your-own-adventure book, it's not that the universe is waiting to respond to you where they're going to reward you for one decision and beat you down for the other decision. It's that it's going to evaluate, and your guides can help evaluate with you, and your higher self can work with your loved ones. You know, and you can do this work consciously as well as, you know, because every day is meant to be your personal spiritual practice. It is not that you're going to reach the best version of yourself any more quickly if you're sitting cross-legged on the floor for 20 hours a day in a monastery, chanting and meditating and praying, because then what you've done is you've consciously lifted your vibration, but you're not testing anything, are you? It actually reminds me of a really good joke. There was a monk who went into the monastery as a novice, and his assigned master, his assigned teacher, said to him, so here's the daily schedule. This is where you're going to live. This is going to be your routine and your duties. We are a silent order. From this point on, you can say nothing for 3 years. 3 years rolls by, and the novice turns to the master, and the master says, you can speak now. What is it that you have, what is it that you think of this experience and living in this place and doing this practice? And the novice says, it's pretty good, but, you know, the food's a little salty and the bed's a little hard. Okay, that's honest. So after that, they go into the silence again. 2 years later, the novice is allowed to speak, and the novice says, and the master says to the novice, you may speak again. What is it that you would wish to speak, say? Well, I don't really understand the lesson behind chop water, carry wood. I feel like this is all I'm doing. I'm doing this and I'm meditating. Where's the real spiritual practice coming to play? So another year goes by, and the novice is allowed to speak again. And the master says, "What you've been here 5 years, what kind of decision have you made? What would you like to say about your spiritual practice?" And the novice says, "I think this isn't for me." And the master looks at him and says, "Good, because you've done nothing but complain since you got here." Okay, not a great joke, but it's a joke. And it's just, you know, we are, there's that saying about we are, be careful what you think, because our thoughts become our words and our words become our deeds. And I thought that was a pretty good illustration of it. But, you know, if you are making this choice, after 30 seconds, whatever reaction you have to a situation or a person, after 30 seconds, we found neurologically it's a choice. So, by the way, I've been on both ends of this, having worked customer service many years. and, you know, you can choose, even as the customer service person, if somebody is giving you attitude, if somebody is giving you energy, you know what shuts it down? Not yelling at somebody, not getting back up, you know, and giving it right back to them and mirroring that energy, but saying to them, I understand you're upset. I see what you're doing. I see that you're taking it out on me. And you know what? I'm here to try and make your life a little better. So how can I help you? How can I support you? Or, you know, just not reacting to it. Sometimes not reacting, although we may feel it inside of ourselves, is going to dissipate that energy a lot quicker. You know, it's very interesting because, you know, I'll have a lot of people that will come to me for when I'm doing lectures or I'm doing classes, and my job is to help them kind of get beyond blocks. And if that is sometimes just a matter of technique, or sometimes that is a matter of really diving in and looking at if there is a belief or an understanding that is not helping them, that sort of thing. And, you know, I feel like sometimes people will come and they'll say, you know, or they'll come for a reading and they'll say, I have been working really long and hard at such and such, and I'm just not naturally inclined to it. I'm having a hard time. I feel like I'm, you know, I have a one-month layoff notice on my job. Sometimes, by the way, these things are definitely not our fault. You can be amazing and still get laid off. You can be just the best friend ever, and your friend may choose somebody who is reflecting something else that they need, and they'll, you know, put a bomb in the relationship. We can't take these things personally, per se, okay? And that's the point. You know, the universe is kind of reacting in that same way. They're not taking it personally. It's the decisions and choices that you make that lead us to who you are. Every conscious decision, every unconscious decision that you have made up to this point in your life, is what has given you the foundation to be the incredible person that you are. Everybody has this peace within them that is part of God's light, that is pure joy, and that can bring that out in different ways. If you don't feel that you are talented at anything, but you are kind and you are loving. That's a really good way to live. And I would say to you that in many ways that's a reward unto itself, because if you're making yourself happy and joyful and you're spreading that, I'm always amazed when I see people who have almost nothing and they are kind and they are happy and they are giving. It comes in different areas. I don't just mean that in a material way, but also if you only know a little bit more than this other person, but instead of holding that energy tight and wanting to be the master of it and not sharing your secret, and nobody else is allowed to have this understanding. Some teachers are like that too, right? They don't want you to, like, get ahead of them. But really, every time you're teaching something, you're giving yourself opportunity to learn from the other person. And sometimes even just in perfecting how it is that you listen to them and you give them the information. And sometimes they may know something, or you may observe them doing something a little different and go, huh, okay, so that's why this and that's why that. And you're going to sharpen yourself. But it's also an opportunity to push yourself to the next level. So when we find that we are having a reactionary situation and it's like, oh, geez, I felt kind of weirdly territorial about that. Is it because you feel that you're not enough? Is it because you are making the choice that you feel like I have to be at the top of this heap, because if I'm not, then I'm nothing, right? We have that kind of win or lose attitude sometimes. And, I think that even when we're kids and we go to school, there's this concept with the teachers. And by the way, I'm not picking on teachers. I love teachers. But it's the way that we set it up, where in real world examples, sometimes it's either right or wrong. But when you come to something creative like math, I know most people don't think of math as creative, but it is. Because there's sometimes four or five different ways to get to the right answer. And so you can improvise a little bit. And so it'll show your understanding of things and the world. And that's what life is. Life is just, in many ways, one big life problem. And sometimes you look at it and you go, I don't know what time that guy leaving from San Francisco on train C is going to get to Boston. It all looks bizarre to me. It is what it is. My brain is not wired that way. You can paint an incredible picture, or you can, help somebody to see the beauty within themselves. You can put the stop on how we sometimes injure ourselves because we're not kind enough. We're not being the best version of ourselves. So you can choose a more nurturing path. So then I want to go back to the idea and the concept of destiny, right? So I had said at the beginning, I really feel in many, many ways that when we come down here, we sort of know in the broad strokes of things, the broad effects, certain people that we're going to want to interact with, that are going to be with us. And we may not even choose people that are going to be the best to us. And not because I think that we have some sort of life lesson out of this per se, although that's the lemonade. We talked about that. But because we have an opportunity to bring out the best in them, that's also lemonade. Okay, sometimes it's just, okay, this is as close as I can get. If I need to come in at this time in this area so that I can run into so-and-so and so-and-so and be part of this and be part of that. And that's all it is, okay? Or maybe that means that you get to grow up a block from your favorite taco stand. I don't know. I haven't seen your plan. You haven't told me. But I know you have your reasons, so it's all good, okay? Okay. I'm taking a sip, by the way, so that I don't cough, because, again, allergies. So, by the way, if you want to call in and chat, the phone number is 818-739-8818. I love the callers. And I wanted to give you one more example. Shout out to my good friend Jen Shepherd, who posted something on Facebook this morning that as I was getting ready to set up Facebook Live popped up. And it worked out perfectly. It says, in the end, only three things matter: how much you loved, how gently you lived, and how gracefully you let go of things not meant for you. Many years ago, I actually went for a birthday reading. I always do a reading around my birthday. I call it my annual checkup. And the first thing that I do is pick someone based on energy. I try to pick somebody different every year. And then often I will trade once or twice throughout the year or something along those lines so that I have an opportunity to see how different people work. It's exciting. And but I divorce myself from my way of working, right? Because I can only understand and control my nervous system. I know how spirit works with me, and sometimes they shift that, and that's a good thing because it's growth. I'll take the time to kind of step back and see the beauty in how other people work. And so I went to somebody, this was my 28th or 29th birthday, and, these are kind of pivotal years. What the medium said to me, because she was somebody who was just really, I'm still in awe of her today, I have to say, she's incredible. She considers herself to be a sort of evolutionary tutor, which I thought was just the most amazing concept. And it's just all of these things that we were just talking about, where, you know, you find ways to inspire people and point out to them what they're good at, how they can push themselves on that, you know, in that energy if they feel like pursuing it, and it kind of, it keeps us all on track, right, which is awesome. So when I was in the reading, one of the first things in my work, in my mediumship practice, oftentimes I will have animals come through, and that's one part of my life. And the rest of my life, I absolutely adore the fur people. And at that time, I was taking care of my family's two dogs. They were my brother's dogs, but I was fortunate enough to sort of play foster mom a little bit, because he worked long hours, so that meant I got a chance to come hang out with them for several hours. And I was thinking about, maybe I wasn't 28 yet, might have been younger, but anyway, I was thinking about moving, and I was thinking about all these things, and part of what was stopping me from moving was I felt that I had made a commitment to these animals, and without my saying anything, without any of it, you know, we were rolling along. I had, my spirit loved ones coming in and chatting, and I was excited, and it was, you know, a great reading. Still one of the top five, by the way. And then there was this very clear message that came through from my guides, that was about your mission
is not about the animals. And then there was a follow-up of because X, because Y. You know, I could have chosen to pursue that path anyway. And I could be talking to you right now as strictly, a dog groomer, and I would be very happy. or I could be strictly an animal communicator, and I would be very happy. But instead, I took something that I love, that is a passion of mine, and I allow it to happen as part of my practice. Sometimes I will have living animals come in and connect, because just like humans, we're on this kind of sliding scale of intuition and that sort of thing. And sometimes I'll get animals that are in spirits, and they'll show me who they're with, and they'll talk about their life, and they'll talk about their passing, and you know, it's a very, very healing, wonderful, uplifting thing. So I still get to use that passion. So having doors shut in front of you, or having the message like this is not exactly what you're here for, doesn't mean that you have to totally change your life, totally change your direction. Keep what you're passionate about, because if that makes you a better, happier person, then you're spot on where and what you're supposed to be doing, right? Okay. So I want to take a caller, and I'm going to do the last four digits of your phone, and then I also want to talk about some things coming up. So, okay. So last four are 0125. Could you give me your name and from? Good morning.
Good morning. Hi.
Good morning. Hi. What is your name, please?
My name is Erica.
Hi, Erica. And where are you calling in from today?
I'm calling from Washington State.
Wow. Okay. Well, thanks so much for tuning in. I know it's excessively early for you over there right now, so... You're being awake.
I am.
Great. Okay. And did you have a question about spiritual path, destiny, or what can we do for you today?
Yes. I've been working on some like in my career. I have been just benefiting from unemployment benefits. And it's just that I want something meaningful. I want a job that – I don't want just any job. Like, I want a career. And yesterday, it was really weird because I had a lady who I've been bugging for a long time. I want to work with immigration at the actual, customs and services. And she's like, she reached out to me, and she was telling me that the lady that they were going to hire isn't going to, something happened. But basically, she would like for me to apply. And in person, she had told me that she really would, I'm one of her choices. And that just came out of nowhere. And I also had another interview for juvenile corrections. And I just think that this is kind of like they just kind of fell for me, and this is something that I would really like. The juvenile would be night shifts, and then the immigration would be on call day shift. So I'm like, wow, it works out. And so I was just kind of like in the interview yesterday. We had for the corrections, we had to do the physical exam. And I saw, my competition, and there were, seven guys, and we were a total of three girls. So I was kind of, joking around with the guy, with the interview person. I was like, well, I feel like you guys are going to choose the guys because, come on, they're strong and, given the nature of the job, like, it just makes sense. And he's like, well, we're short on girls, so just, you know, we look at you guys as a person as well, not just because, you know, you're short and not intimidating at all. And so it kind of gave me a little bit of hope, like, okay, maybe I do have a shot. But
yeah.
I was trying to be like, well, I'm bilingual, and, you know, I have my BA in political science and criminal justice, and I'm just looking for my career. So I don't know. I was just hoping to know what you see here.
Well, you know, I have to say, and it doesn't take a medium to tell you that what you've been doing is you've been putting your energy towards what you know is going to be helpful. You have this; these are two great opportunities to help uplift people. And
mm-hmm.
sometimes, you know, I'm going to take an analogy and I'm going to shift it a little bit, and I'm going to say, you know, sometimes you can get more accomplished. You can catch more flies with honey than a bulldozer. Okay, so it's sometimes not about that physical prowess, that, you know, being really big and macho and that sort of thing, but making people feel as though you understand them and
mm-hmm.
you can, you know, set boundaries, but be good to people and be helpful and kind, and some that goes a really long way, I have to say. So, you know, it sounds like, again, that's that feeling of you've been putting that energy out there, and it has to be the right job for the right person at the right time, right? So,
mm-hmm. yeah.
You know, this is a wonderful, wonderful thing and a reason to celebrate. And that's another thing that natural law tells us is that what you've been doing is acting in faith. Okay, so just keep acting in faith and celebrate as though you have this job. Feel it, imagine it,
mm-hmm.
get into the idea and the routine time-wise of what it would take for you, okay?
Mm-hmm.
That way, you're ready as it's coming. And that's a great
mm-hmm.
thing. Yeah.
Yeah.
You know, mediumship or psychism over that. So you're doing really good, honestly. It sounds like you're right where you're supposed to be. And that
mm-hmm.
gives you kind of, it's just soul recognition of the hard work that you've done. So congratulations.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, these past few weeks, so I've been a little bit desperate. I'm like, okay, you know what? I'm just going to get a random job, and it just doesn't matter what it is.
With everything, it's like you put it out there to the universe and you're like, well, it's going to happen, but otherwise I'm just going to take care of business, you know?
Yeah.
I can't tell you how many of my friends met their now spouses when they said, yeah, I give up. I'm not trying anymore. If it happens, it happens, but, you know, forget Match.com and, you know, don't get mad at me, people of Match. you know, it's just that energy of you just surrendered it. You released it, okay? And
mm-hmm.
it's all good. So thank you. And have a really good day, okay?
You too. Thank you.
Bye-bye. So really quickly, somebody has written in about how do they get over the guilt they feel when you leave the faith that you were raised in. Here's the thing. If you feel that a belief system is not working for you, that it's not helping you to advance your soul, there's nothing wrong with keeping certain aspects of it and adding on. You know, sometimes we outgrow a house, and what do? We either put on an addition or we honor the house that we were in, and we move on to something that suits us better. So God bless you with that. I do want to tell you guys, tonight I'm really excited. I get a chance to sit with a colleague that I really love and respect by the name of Colby Rebel out of California. And she has a show called Live with Colby Rebel. And that's going to be on her Facebook page, streaming live, at 8 p.m. Eastern, which I believe is 5 p.m. Pacific. And that's going to be a great time. So we're going to chat about all kinds of things and what I have coming up. And I hope that you will tune in and listen to that. Next week here on Wake Up the Spirit, 10 a.m., we have Mae Fox from the Amazing Center in Canandaigua, New York. So if you're up in the Finger Lakes area and you're looking for some place to meet with healing and meditation and all kinds of good stuff like that, hypnotherapy, she's your girl. So catch us next Thursday, and she'll be telling us about the book that she just wrote, which is going to be amazing. No pun intended, but it turned out that way. Okay. Also, I have a class that I was going to be doing this weekend, and it needed to be postponed. So for those of you who bought tickets for the class in Williamsville, New York, that is being moved to January 19th. All your tickets will be honored. Sorry about that. We just little bit of a problem that couldn't be overcome with me and Ange. So coordination issue. There's nothing wrong with the building. There's nothing wrong with me. There's nothing wrong with our relationship. I had to clear that up because I made it sound weird. So anyway, that's called Uncovering Spirit, Beginner's Guide to Intuitive and Mediumship Development. So that'll be, again, January 19th, which is a Saturday. And you can also catch that from the Shantosha Center website. Okay, so I will try to post the link from the Colby Rebel feed. I don't know if I'll be able to do it while it's being filmed tonight, but I will definitely do it after, okay? So, okay, we've got like 2 minutes. I'm going to briefly try to take this last caller. Could I get your name and where you're calling from, please? Good morning.
I think you had already spoken to me.
Oh, my goodness. Okay, well, in which case? We're all set. Sorry about that. Thanks for hanging on the line. actually, you know what? With the limited amount of time I have left, I guess I'm just gonna say thank you very much for tuning in, everybody. And if you have things that you want to hear about, if you have people that you want to hear their perspective on things and you want me to have them on the show, let me know. You can email me at CelesteElliott@gmail.com. You can also message me here on Facebook. My Facebook is just Celeste Elliott. There's a little black and white picture of me. And you know, I just want to take a moment also to kind of address all the craziness that's been going on in the world and, you know, how proud I am that people are taking stock and trying to be kind and spread love and spread blessings and continue prayers to everybody who is going through hard times. So you are all and just incredibly proud to be on the planet at the same time as all of you. So that's all for me. Until next time, next Thursday, I am wishing you a good day and good vibes.